Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy.
This is the Morning Roast with Retro Guy.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Station Head. So glad to be with you. It is a Taco Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a Taco Tuesday. We are going to have some fun on a Tuesday. A lot of things happening on the show today. A lot of things happening on the show today. Cannot wait to tell you and share the big question of the day. We're going to share the big question of the day, and hopefully somebody's going to come up live and tell us about the worst job they ever had. That is the big question of the day. What's the worst job you ever had? In fact, I'll tell you the worst job I ever had. Coming up here in a few minutes. Absolutely the worst job I ever had. In fact, I had to think about it because I've had some bad jobs. I've had some really bad jobs in my life, and I had to narrow it down to one. I had one in college, though, that I just think takes the cake. It just takes the cake. I'll be telling you about that. I want to hear about your horrible jobs. Come up live with me on air and tell me about the worst jobs you've ever had. That's coming up here in a couple of minutes. News is too stupid to make up, our featured artist of the week, and the return, starting all over, clearing the scoreboard for Ultimate Pub Trivia. Ultimate Pub Trivia in your Morning Roast News Break. All that. All the things you need to start your day happening today on the show. But we're going to get you started with some music this morning. The Chainsmokers. Don't forget, top of the hour, the 10-minute takeover. Top of the hour, the 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. Doesn't mean that's the only request I'll play today, but the top of the hour, the first 10 minutes of the second hour, all the music chosen by you. That's coming up right after this. What day is today? A special day to celebrate the most underrated pizza topping of all time. I'll tell you about that when we come back. The Chainsmokers, Don't Let Me Down, right here on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Don't go anywhere.
What's with today, today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
What's today?
Well, today, although it is a Taco Tuesday, it is also Face Your Fears Day, Southern Food Heritage Day. The best food is Southern food. It's just good old comfort food. And today is also Sausage Pizza Day. Now, when I am making an order for pizza, sausage is usually the one I order first. However, I have learned that most people, sausage is pretty far down on their list. I am here today to try to give sausage pizza its just due. I feel like it's an underrated pizza topping. I feel like when it's done right, it can be unbelievable. When it's done wrong, I get it. I think pepperoni is incredibly overrated. I think cheese is properly rated, and I think sausage is underrated. I'm just telling you, I think sausage pizza is the most underrated pizza topping. Change my mind. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. It is Sausage Pizza Day. If you're going to get pizza today, make sure it's Sausage Pizza. Celebrate Sausage Pizza today. Just telling you. Just celebrate it. It's good. And my favorite thin crust sausage, it's there. And today is Sausage Pizza Day. It's also Southern Food Day. Southern Food Heritage Day. I don't know what all constitutes a Southern food, but when I think Southern Food Heritage, here's what comes to my mind. You tell me if I am going up the right street here. If I'm barking up the right alley, as they would say. Fried chicken, number one Southern food. It's fried chicken. It starts and ends with fried chicken. And then we're going to move on to what Southern side dishes What Southern side dishes? It starts mashed potatoes, white gravy. Now, listen, if you like brown gravy, it's not that I hate you, because I don't hate you. I hate your taste in gravy, though. Brown gravy to me is a Yankee thing. I am both Yankee and Southern. My dad's a Yankee. My mom's a girl from Oklahoma. So I get the best of both. And even she says my dad would rather have white gravy. So we're going to do fried chicken, mashed potatoes, white gravy, and then we move, into our second side. If we're making the quintessential Southern Fried Heritage celebration meal, corn on the cob. I don't know what to tell you. It's corn on the cob. That is the best. Now, I understand the best corn in America comes from Illinois and Indiana. I don't know what to tell you. Illinois, Indiana, the best. Best corn. But I'm saying the way that they do it in the South, the way they cook it, unbelievable. It's just good. And then you got to get you some green beans, some good old Southern green beans. You know, I don't. Your mom did them usually in the crock pot, maybe. So, you know, a little bit of onion, little bit of bacon. So we got corn on the cob, green beans, mashed potatoes, Southern fried gravy, fried chicken, and then the top it all off before we move into the desserts. Top it all off. It's a biscuit. I don't want to hear about dinner rolls. I'm just telling you, when we talk about Southern Food Heritage Day, biscuits is where it's at. For one thing, when you got a little bit of white gravy left over, you grab the biscuit and you slop it around with the white gravy. That's the way it has to be done. I'm just telling you. And if then we move into dessert, and ladies and gentlemen, this is where the debate gets hot. Southern dessert, you have several to choose from. If we just want to stay in the cobbler family, can you tell I haven't had breakfast yet? You could do peach cobbler. You could do apple cobbler. You could do, a blueberry cobbler. You could do bread pudding. There's maybe a few others. But for me, this is just for me. If you're in the South and you're going to do a dessert, you might as well go over to our beautiful people in Georgia and get you some peaches and go with peach cobbler. So the quintessential Southern Food Heritage Day celebration meal for the retro guy, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, white gravy, corn on the cob, green beans, biscuit, and top it all off with some peach cobbler, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the retro guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
We're going to get you back into the music when we come back. What is the worst job you have ever had? What is the worst job you have ever had? That is the question of the day. I know some people out here have had some terrible jobs. I've had some terrible jobs. I'll tell you about one of the worst that I ever had. Camille Cabello with Havana. Ollie Murs coming at you. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, it is. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show. Question of the day. Time to get to the question of the day. What is the worst job you have ever had? What is the worst job you have ever had? I'm telling you, I've had a lot of bad jobs. I've had some jobs that were worse than others. I did what I call a year in purgatory at Office Depot. Yeah, I don't want to even talk about it. It was bad. It was bad. Probably the worst job I ever had in college, just to help get myself through school, I worked during the summer on the maintenance crew, which, you know what, sounds awesome. It sounds awesome when you say working on the maintenance crew. So, like, Aaron, retro guy, were you just like working on toilets and, like, you know, fixing things? And no. I spent an entire summer either in the seat of a tractor mowing giant fields at the school I went to, or weed eating with a trimmer. There were days where I did a full 8 to 10 hour day with a weed eater in the middle of Oklahoma in August. For those of you that don't know, there are few places in America that get the just odd weather that is Oklahoma. Oklahoma will have the humidity that comes out of Texas, along with the crazy heat that comes from, you know, the New Mexico, Arizona area, and it'll combine to where we'll have 10 to 20 days straight of nothing but 100 temperatures, and that was that summer. So as you can imagine, I was a young man, early 20s, with a weed eater in hand all summer long, the worst job I have ever had. The best part of it was we got paid $1 more than minimum wage. So yeah, that just made it amazing. But what is the worst job you have ever had? What is the worst job you've ever had? I would love to have a couple of people come up live with me and tell me about the worst job you have ever had. And if you have a specific story on why it was the worst job you ever had, I'd love to hear that. Love to hear that. Go to the Beacons link in my bio. Grab that station head link. Come over here and you can go live with me on air. What is the worst job you have ever had? Some will be worse than others. Some are not bad jobs, but maybe you worked with somebody that was terrible. I had one of those too. I almost said that one, but you know, I didn't. Justin Timberlake, Destiny's Child, back-to-back throwbacks here on a Taco Tuesday. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Survivor, Destiny's Child. What are we talking about today? I'll tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about bad jobs. That's what we're talking about today. Bad jobs. Have you ever had a bad job? Like most of us, you probably have. You probably have. Lizzie Honeybee had a very interesting super bad job. Go ahead and hit that little microphone. Good morning. I can hear you. I cannot hear you. Can you hear? There we go.
Hang on. You can hear me now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're talking bad jobs this morning. You heard about my bad job. You gave your bad job over here in the chat, and I said you have to come up here. So what is the worst job you have ever had?
Okay, so you know the little dog food Caesar that comes in the tubs with a white dog on it?
We call that frou-frou dog food.
Yeah, well, I used to make that, and I worked in the cool room where it was, I think, like 20-some degrees in there where all the raw meat is. We would do about 20 to 30 batches a day. Each batch, I had to weigh out about 500-some pounds of meat, and it smelled so horrible. And, like, each pile of the meat, sometimes you would get bad ones, and so, like, they were hard to get apart, and we got the blocks of meat apart by using a jackhammer. It was awful. The first day I did it, I thought my arms were going to fall off. I was, like, hurting so bad because the pallets were, like, taller than me, too, because I'm only 5'3", and I was the only female in there, too, and it was awful. And then when you have to go in the freezer to get the pallets, it was negative 20 degrees in there.
And listen, there are few smells as bad as a dog food plant. There's where we live in Oklahoma City is really, I would say for Oklahoma City, more the affluent side. And for some reason, these super uppity rich people, and I love all of you super uppity rich people, but we can call you that. There's a dog food plant that's right there. And if the wind is blowing just right, man,
it's bad.
It's like sugar beets aren't as bad, like cow manure, but man, dog food. So I can only imagine if the smell coming from a factory is bad, when you're in that room, frozen or not, the smell is probably pretty bad.
What made it worse, too, was we were always tired because, like, they did rotating shifts. So we would work 4 weeks from 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and then the next 4 weeks from 6 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. every 4 weeks rotating.
So how long did you have that job?
3 years.
Whoa! Wow.
23 an hour.
Well, it better. What did your clothes smell like when you went home every day?
It was awful. My daughter was like a baby, and she would literally gag when I come home.
But hey, mom's doing what she's got to do, right?
Yeah, because they would make us change when we got there and change before we go home, which I'm so glad we had a change for going home. But that smell, like, would just stay on you. Like, it was awful.
So good. Just so you know, this is going on social media. This people. You're a mom doing what you had to do to provide, but hey, we all have that one job. I'm just glad yours is as funny as I thought it was.
It could be worse, because the quality people, they actually, when they had their big meetings, they had to sample the dog food, like eat it. Because they always invited me to the quality meetings, and I always turned it down.
Like, I'm going to have to pass. I had lunch, and I'm just not hungry today.
Like, yeah, I'm full. I don't want to spoil my appetite for later on, Oh,
love it. Thanks.
And it's funny because it's the company Mars. So they also have factories where they make candy and stuff too.
Oh, okay.
At the separate factories. But they said that the chocolate factories smell worse than the dog food factories because cocoa actually really stinks.
That's true, because it's not, when it's not sweetened, it does have a very weird, like bitter smell to it.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
It smells worse than a dog food plant.
Well, I don't know how, but I don't think I can do it. Hey, props to you for dealing with it. Thanks so much for telling us about it. And you don't have that job anymore, so you just get to look back on it. And no matter what happens, you go, you know what it's not? It's not packing dog food.
Yeah, I deal with chaos now. I'm a teacher for two-year-olds.
Which is worse?
Even
have a great morning, girl.
At least I don't stink when I go home.
true. Lizzie Honeybee with the worst job she's ever had, packing dog food. If you've had a job as bad or maybe worse, let us know. We'll be back.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all in there.
We're talking worst jobs you have ever had. You just heard Lizzie Honeybee give us the worst job she has ever had, packing dog food at a dog food place. Soul Life Happens is live with us this morning. She gave me a little bit of a sneak peek on her worst job, and I can only imagine how frustrating this job would be. Are you there, Soul Life Happens?
Here, can you hear me?
Good morning!
Hey!
Okay,
so, the worst job I ever had, which given that I've had probably over 30 different jobs, is still to this day working for H&R Block. I worked as a front desk receptionist, so you can imagine the type of characters that I had come through the door.
It takes a certain type of character to want to get your taxes done at a place that it costs way too much to get them done. And it's normally people who know nothing about their taxes and just come in with a preconceived notion on, I get a tax return, right? And then they're shocked to realize that they don't.
Yep. And I can tell you why it costs as much as it does. So that may be a different story. That story may be for a different day. For now, let's focus on the things that made the job hard. I do not work for the IRS. I will say that now. I don't know how many people would call me. I do not work for the IRS.
I can imagine people just assume you know every. You work at H&R Block. You know all the rules, right? Have you seen the tax code?
So if I file this and this and this, and if I do it this way, am I going to get more money? And I'm like, ma'am, I didn't take the classes. I just work here. But no, what made it miserable for me is my boss refused to give overtime. Constantly was making particular comments about a particular type of a human being.
Oh.
Very, very ageist, sexist, religionist, racist. I could go on with all the ists. Hey. He made the job miserable.
Isn't it weird that you can have a job that probably, and all jobs have their drawbacks. Like, every job has got their drawbacks. But isn't it weird that someone can take a place that would be probably have its own level of frustration, but wouldn't be terrible, that that one person can take a job that wouldn't be terrible and just make it unbearable.
Exactly.
It's so weird. People have told me a long time.
He made the dealing with the customers seem easy.
That's saying something because
he even got threatened by customers.
Yeah, and I've been in retail long enough. People are like, "What's the best part of retail?" And I'll say, "The people." And they're like, "What's the worst part?" The people.
Yes.
Like I don't need to, as the person they work for, make it even worse. I always find it very weird. Somebody told me this a long time ago. You don't work for a company; you work for a person. I've sat in interviews with companies where they just sit there and sell you on the company the entire time. And I go, yeah, but like, I don't like you. And if I'm working for you, I don't care about how great the job is. It doesn't take long before you realize this job isn't worth it. I'm working for someone who just isn't going to make it. They're just not, I'm not going to say my sanity is more important than whatever you're paying me per hour. So what's the, obviously, I'm sure people call you. They're trying to not have to pay H&R Block, so they think, let's call them and ask them questions instead of coming in. I'm sure that's frustrating. But what's the worst thing about people coming in to do their taxes? Is it just the fact that they don't know anything about it, or is the fact that they read something on Google and they've got something stuck in their brain and they think it's going to be this way?
Honestly, it's neither of those. It's the people that come in and go, hey, I have all my receipts for the past 4 years, but I have to do 8 years worth of taxes. So you're going to have to just calculate and estimate for the other 4 years. I'm like, you literally can only do the past couple of years. Well, can't you fix that?
Yeah, sure. No. Yeah. We just have a magic button here and it just makes everything work.
I did do that once, and it was, thankfully, I had my boss's permission because he was tired of this customer, and customer brought in literally receipts that were for personal
trying
to claim on business. My boss said, shred them.
Yeah.
So he says, okay, I've got all my receipts here. I said, oh, wonderful. I needed more fodder, and I put it right through the shredder.
Love it. Love it. Talking worst jobs you've ever had. Thanks, girl, for chatting with us this morning.
No worries. Happy to be on.
California Love, Tupac coming at you. We'll be back.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Don't forget, coming up in exactly 2 minutes, the 10-minute takeover, 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you, the Morning Roast community. Get your requests in right now. Got to be upbeat. No explicit lyrics. Got to be upbeat. No explicit lyrics. And hey, let's get some Taco Tuesday vibes. Maybe get some Latin rhythms in there. I don't know. It's you guys' 10-minute takeover. You decide. 10 minutes, straight minutes of music chosen by you. Get your requests in right now. How about 4 things you didn't know yesterday that when you hear about them today, you're just going to feel smarter? It's a myth that women blink nearly twice as much as men. Blink rates are pretty identical for both the sexes. Is that a common misconception or something? Are there actually people out there that think women blink more than men? Talk more than men? Maybe. Maybe. And to be honest, a lot of men, that bar's set pretty low. That bar is set pretty low. A lot of men, not big talkers. So I don't want that to sound like women are just gabbing away all the time. But I was unaware that there was people out there that thought women blinked twice as much as men. I didn't know that. Did you know a crocodile cannot stick its tongue out? I did not know that. And stewardesses is the longest word typed with only the left hand. So if you're looking at a keyboard, stewardesses is all typed with the left hand. It's the longest word that is only typed with the left hand on your keyboard. That's pretty awesome. Last thing that you didn't know yesterday, upgrading your IQ, minus 40 degrees Celsius is exactly the same as minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The whole Celsius thing confuses me a little bit. It does seem easier, though. Like, if we would just adopt it, zero is like the freezing temperature, right? that's like freezing temperature of water is zero on Celsius, and then it goes up from there. So it would actually make more sense to us. But I have no idea if that's how it works at all. The whole Celsius, Fahrenheit thing, kind of like the English metric thing. I don't know. We're Americans. We don't want to think that much.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
All right, it's time for the 10-minute takeover. 10 straight minutes of music chosen by you. And if you're a country fan, we've even got some country in here. We got some Santana. Oh, man. Some great requests in the request line. When we come back, your quote of the day, ultimate pub trivia. We're starting over. And a morning roast news break that you just have to see to believe. A morning roast news break you absolutely have to see to believe. I also caught this story. We'll be giving this in the later on in the show. How has TikTok made you spend more money? I think we probably all know how that has worked, but that's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, it's time for your morning roast news break. A mystery odor stinks up Utah City, and officials are still not sure what it is. It doesn't appear to be coming from the sewer. Residents of North Salt Lake City said they noticed the odor Thursday morning, and multiple locals compared the smell to rotting meat. Yuck. The sewer district manager, Matt Myers, said they received 50 reports, but it's not coming from the sewer. They said, we've gone out and looked at it. We still cannot figure out where it's coming from. It was reported as far as Farmington, and residents say the smell dissipated with evening winds, but the cause of the odor remains a mystery. Can you imagine walking outside and smelling something you guarantee to be the sewer, and it's not? Nasty. That's your Morning Roast News Break.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all in.
It looks like we're going to have to do another 10-minute takeover because I've still got a ton of music in the request line, which is a fantastic problem to have. This morning early, if you didn't catch it, we were talking about worst jobs you have ever had. Worst jobs you have ever had. I want to give a big shout out to our executive producer, Sarah Problem. She sent me a video of what she says some people might say is the worst job she's ever had. To me, it looked like a ton of fun. It looks like she's at a Six Flags, and she's a part of the cast for like a Looney Tunes talent show. Somebody's dressed up as Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, all the Looney Tunes characters up there doing choreographed dances. I find that stuff, like, that would just be a ton of fun. I can, however, say that it's not the worst job I've ever had. But there was a time where, because I had a buddy that really needed a lot of help, and he was doing a little side hustle to make some extra cash, as being the man that directed the Easter Bunny setup at a local mall. And I got the phone call. Yeah, I got the phone call. And it started out like this. Aaron, I need a favor. And I said, okay, I need you to come be the Easter Bunny for like a couple of nights a week in March or April, whenever Easter is. And I was like, okay, so yep, I'd have to strip down to nothing but my underwear and a t-shirt, get inside of an Easter Bunny suit. You weren't allowed to talk. You could, however, sleep, and no one would know. So that was fun. And I would just sit in this giant egg-shaped chair and put kids on my lap and pretend like I was the Easter Bunny. I've never, and that includes weed eating in the middle of August in college, I've never sweat that much in my entire life. Never in my entire life have I sweat that much. Welcome to the show, our executive producer telling us about a horrible job she's had. Sarah Problem, good morning.
What up?
So good job, bad job, fun job?
It was a blast. Are you kidding me? Plus, you only worked for 30 minutes and you had a 45-minute break.
Really?
Yep.
That's not bad then. I mean, there could be worse jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, but who was I in the video? Do you know?
That's a good question. Were you Tweety Bird?
No, I'm too tall for Tweety.
That's what I'm looking at it right now. Is it all females?
I can't remember. I think there was one or two males.
Okay. I don't know which one you are then.
Sylvester.
Oh! Underrated character in the Looney Tunes universe, by the way.
100%.
Very 100%. Underrated. So what was it about the job that you loved? What was it about the job that you hated?
I mean, who doesn't want to get paid to dance in a costume?
That's what I'm 16? Saying. That's what I'm saying. Who doesn't want to? I'm sure, though, there is some creepy people.
Oh, yeah. So the amount of character assaults a day is excessive. And the amount of people that use Sylvester's tail as not a tail is excessive.
Isn't it weird? And I see those videos a lot, like specifically with Disney characters at Disney World, where people feel like because they're either dressed up or inside of a suit, that is not an actual person. And they feel...
Oh, they know it's a person.
Well, what is it that they feel like the license to just like be completely ridiculous?
I think it's 13-year-olds who don't have their parents watching them at a theme park.
That's true. It's 13-year-olds and women trying to hit on Gaston. Those are my favorite videos on TikTok. But they just, these women come up, they want to like feel his muscles and ask him questions, and he's like just, that goes from I'm a character to I'm a normal person really quickly. And women get thrown out of theme parks. I find that funny.
I will say that rides become infinitely more scary when you're in costume. You never knew the hot air balloons were that terrifying.
So you had to do it in the costume.
Yeah, you could. The kids could take you with them on the ride.
Now that would be terrifying.
It was pretty terrifying.
Because I've been inside one of those. You really can't see what's going on except for right in front of you.
The worst one was, so I was Pepe, Sylvester, Porky Pig, and Elmer Fudd, and Elmer was the worst.
What makes Elmer Fudd, other than he's got a big head, what makes him the worst?
Your head lands at his chest.
Holy cow!
It's like a marching band, like, bass drum setup. Like, it's a lot. It weighs 80 pounds, I think?
So something nuts. Your neck just probably hurts all the time.
I only did it for appearances here and there, but yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, it's not the dog food plant. It's not H&R Block. And no. I think you and I are in the minority. We probably have a lot of fun with it, but I'm sure most people complained about it.
Yeah. Being the escort, however, worst job. Being the character, great.
Okay. I thought we were going to another job, and I was like, hold on a second. I don't know if we could talk about that here on the morning show.
You know me, I'll always push your envelope. It's fine.
Love you, girl.
Bye.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
I got real red and flushed if you're... Church ran. I thought we were going a completely different direction, and I was like, oh, back it up. We can't. No, we can't do it. We'll be back.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Want to make sure that we give you the quote of the day today. You know, this week we're talking about momentum, the great equalizer, momentum. Today's quote of the day: if a goal doesn't exist, there is no momentum other than that which is involved in falling down. If a goal doesn't exist, there is no momentum other than that which is involved in falling down. There is a secret to goal setting. There is a secret to goal setting. And the secret is, create goals. If you want to create momentum, create goals that... to start out, that you can actually achieve. There's nothing wrong with long-term stretch goals, lofty goals, but if that is the only goal that you have, you may not have the gas tank to create enough momentum to get there. Yeah, I was talking to a creator one time, and they had about 15,000 followers on TikTok, and I said, you know, what's the... Like, what's the next goal? 20,000, 25, 100K. 100,000. You're 15K. Your next goal is 100K. Yep. So you're not going to celebrate anything between that. No, 100K or bust. And I understand the mindset behind that. I understand stretch goals and getting that goal out there, putting it out there. But if you're going to create a momentum, you've got to have some goals between that. You've got to have some places to pit stop and recharge and say, listen, we hit this. I want to say thank you to everybody that helped me do this. You know, whatever the goal is, you've got to create some key performance indicators of what success looks like along the way. And then when you get, here's what I think happens. When you get to the 100,000, whatever that means for you, whether 100,000 followers, a new job, whatever it is, when you get there, you look behind and you say, look at all of the things that we achieved. Look at all the things I was able to do. Look at the momentum that I created. And more often than not, then you look at the goal that you originally set, that long-term stretch goal. You look at that goal and you're like, I could actually do more than that. I could actually do more than that. So I'm going to take it 1 week at a time. And now instead of 100,000, maybe the goal is 125. Maybe it's 150. Who knows? But you've got to set goals to create the momentum to start knocking things out. You want to be the best version of you? Start by saying, you know what I'm going to do for this entire week? I'm going to make sure that I go to bed with the dishes out of the sink. Now, I'm not saying clean the entire kitchen. No, I'm not saying vacuum the entire house. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just going to make sure that for a week, I don't go to bed with any dishes in the sink. I'm gonna make sure they're in the dishwasher and it is started. Then I'm going to start my day by emptying the dishwasher. And then I'm going to start my day by emptying the dishwasher and making my bed. And those are goals that you can not only set for you, but if you've got kids, you help them set those goals. Hey, every day this week, we're going to make sure we get up early enough to not only get ourselves ready to go to school, but we're going to make sure we make our bed. Small incremental goals, create some momentum. Then you can stretch yourself a little bit. Don't try to bite off as much as you can in this huge list of things you're trying to knock out. Start with something small. Create some momentum. Create some goals. If a goal doesn't exist, there is no momentum other than that which is involved in falling down. Your Morning Roast quote of the day.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all listening.
We're going to squeeze in a request. Then I'm going to tell you what's happening on the show tomorrow. Before we get you out of here, don't go anywhere. All right. What's happening on the show tomorrow? Oh, you do not want to miss tomorrow's Morning Roast news break. I've already started working on tomorrow's show. Morning Roast news break tomorrow. Again, about Utah and a message in a bottle. Not the song, an actual message in a bottle. Yeah, and if you didn't hear this story, Beyond Meat executive accused of biting man's nose outside a game. If you didn't hear that, I'll give you all the deets about that tomorrow. Tomorrow is a hump day edition of the Morning Roast Radio Show. We take the energy level up. I need a huge favor from everybody. We've actually been scheduling all the lives for TikTok, so you can actually go to TikTok right now and register for tomorrow's live. We're going to try and see what that does. We made it to the FYP today. We did not make it to the FYP yesterday, so I'm wondering what happens if when we schedule them, a bunch of people register for them. We just make it a part of like the thing every day to go then to the shows and register for them. Maybe that helps TikTok push it out. Who knows? Who knows? And then we're going to do our very best this week to push as many people to Station Head as humanly possible. And I may have some news about a new show coming to Vibe Radio here on Station Head. I'm going to touch base with that creator as soon as I get off air here and try to confirm that it's something that they're interested in doing. Also, don't forget, Brad Heidi, our featured artist of the week. Make sure that you stream his music today as much as you can. Let's get those streams up. In fact, we're going to end the show with Brad. And I'll be touching base with Brad today. We may have an Instagram Live interview with Kim this week. I can't wait. Can't wait. We're going to play Dreamer by Brad Heidi to close out the show. But if I haven't told you today, let me tell you now. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you, and no one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. Make sure that you're on the Discord today. I'll be hanging out over there. Vibe Radio will be up for a good chunk of the day, playing you some of today's hottest hits and some songs that are just stuck in my head. That's coming up right after this. Brad Heidi with Dreamer. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio, and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.